Blog Talk Radio.
Brr. Ooh, the weather outside is frightful. But it is winter. Welcome to the NATO Summit. Notable authors together optimize. Kathy Watson on Blog Talk Radio. Reaching listeners not only locally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. Did you know that talk radio is a powerful, powerful way to promote your book, your poems, whatever your heart's desire that you want to share with the world? Radio is a strong communicator, reaching out with frequency. Today's show, backward turn, backward, oh time in your flights. Take me back to 2010, just for tonight. I see it in my mind's eye so clearly. I decided that it was time for me to write a book about my life experiences. From an immigrant upbringing to the world of classical ballet and haute couture. Well, I said to the Silver Fox, I'm off to the very quiet business section that we have on the facility where we live, and I'm going to write a story about my life. He said, okay. After 4 hours of writing, I went, egads, how boring. It was then I decided to invite contributing authors. My story through the years, the Forbidden Red Hill. When and how did I find my voice? So fasten your seatbelts. Get ready for takeoff. You're about to soar with the eagles, soaring to heights of grandeur. Sidebar, when I reflect on my life, I knew that I couldn't be a sheep and constantly being herded by a shepherd. I knew that I couldn't run with the herd because they were just running nowhere, that they were destined to just run over the cliff. But I knew that I had to be an eagle so that I could see the world from the top and to truly embrace the vision that I had for my life. Now, my story through the years in the book Choices that is available at authorhouse.com, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. Nonfiction. It is every single story is true. There are 14 of us. We weren't rich. But one thing stands out in my mind is vividly today as it was then. Children were to be seen and not heard. That did not resonate with me. I went, what? That can't be. So I found my voice on the Forbidden Red Hill, but more about that later. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and on Thursdays from 12 to 12:30 Central Time, noon, I'm going to highlight an author. And I'm beginning with the authors from Choices. to hopefully instill in you an aha. Oh, I could do that. You see, so many people, all of you, by the way, have a book. You have a story. And perhaps it isn't a whole, it isn't going to take 200 or 300 pages. Most of the contributing authors were 6 to 8 pages. And this is a marvelous way to get your message out there, to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium. Choices beyond. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. Do you believe timing is everything? I do. And while I was writing Choices, I had an epiphany. The book is available in soft, hard, ebook and Kindle. And you could purchase it at Author House. And I'm looking at the back of the book. I have the hard copy. Oh, but you know what the front is? It's the globe. And there are just spheres of light, 14 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Just reaching out, sparkling, to illuminate the light of the world. Choices introduced by Kathy Watson. I love writing. A tribute to contributing authors. They're celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. Oh, you'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. What can you learn from Choices? You can learn you can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. You can live your life in paradise. The book is so powerful. It's timeless. For time and all eternity. And you need to have it. This is not a coffee table book. This is a book that you have on your desk. Because there's going to be moments in your life that you think, oh, how am I going to get through this abyss? How am I going to make it? Aha! Get the book, Choices. Let me give you an example. Chapter 3. To Live or to Die. I Chose to Live by Sheila. Oh, a product of a very abusive, abusive stepmother. It's Never Too Late, Fulfilling a Lifelong Dream by Joan on the world stage of pageants. Viva Reviva, From Humble Beginnings to Success. Story of Stephen's Success. You see, they all started out by taking a baby step, and now they're at the top of the mountain. Shouting out their dream to the world. Living My Life in Paradise. Sandy Hutchings. Steel Mill Mama. Shows no sign of retiring. Bonnie Rooks. Oh, she passed away. But she was the oldest steel mill mama. Working alongside the guys, you know, with the testosterone. Sure. She wasn't sitting at a desk at a typewriter or a computer. She was out in the field, laboring with the guys. My Life's Work, From Frostbitten Toes to Fingers by Chuck. Oh, a charming story. I'm Adopted and Special, We Chose You. In Memory of Lee Buttrick. What a remarkable dynamic diva. And you heard Stargazing by Rhea Schmidt. Who am I? and where am I going? Divine intervention. By the grace of God, I will do. By Rika. The choice was clear. Rich or poor. How the son of a migrant farm worker reached the American dream. Rudy Segovia. Ah, we always have a choice. From behind the Berlin Wall to freedom. In Germany. By Barbara. The Will to Be Happy. Put Yourself First by Michael Gunderson. He'll be on the air on the 29th. Crisis or Opportunity. My Journey of Choices by Joan Creveston. Imagine being 24 years old and being told that you're losing your eyesight and there is no cure. Now, get your pen and pad out and write these dates down, because you see, Live with Kathy is archived. On November 20th, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on Thursday, November 20th. Rudy was born in Laredo, Texas. Parents were migrant farm workers traveling to Arizona to pick cotton and to Idaho and North Dakota to work in the potato fields. At age 8, Rudy worked in the fields alongside other farm workers' children. When his family moved to Chicago in 1967, Rudy made a choice to stay in school because he didn't want to work at a factory like his parents did. Rudy became the first member of his family to graduate high school. It was life-changing. Read his story. Listen to what he has to say. November 20th, Rudy Segovia. And then on December 11th, My Life's Journey by Rhea Smith. Who am I? Where am I going? In life, there are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make, but the reality is you just got to be you. Rhea's journey is inspiring from age 5 to today. You'll experience the exhilarating choices Rhea made that served her highest good. And the choices she resisted. Join Rhea in her journey beginning at age 5. She dreamed of being an interpreter for the United Nations. Her mom's best friend told her she would be a Supreme Court judge. I asked Rhea, where did it come from? She said, Kathy, I don't know. I was only 5. That is December 11th, 2014. And then on Thursday, December 18th, Divine Intervention. Divine Intervention, by the grace of God, I will do. I am only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. But what I can do, I ought to do. And what I ought to do, by the grace of God, I will do. Little did Rika realize that what I ought to do, by the grace of God, I will do, would change her life forever. Will, Rika's oldest son, decided to move to the south side of Chicago in 2005. The south side of Chicago, parts of which have a reputation for rampant street crime. Read her story. And let me tell you what Renee had to say about choices. Available at Author House. Choices by Kathy Watson. What a treasure. From the time one rises from slumber until slumber sets in again, choices will be made. Choices are made from the simple-minded to the genius. The stories that Kathy chose to share of herself and others from this little gem are encouraging and inspiring. Are you going to allow disappointment situations and or circumstances to beat you down or make you quit? Or are you going to keep trying, keep fighting, triumph and win? The choice is yours. After reading this book, you will be go and do. Thank you, Kathy, for sharing this read with me. I enjoyed all the stories. My heart was touched deeply. I found myself empathetic to a few of the stories and sympathetic to others. I will share choices with others. When I said that it was timeless, it is. This book is dedicated to the spirit that never ages and to all who want to sing and dance through life. The introduction. When I chose to undertake this mammoth task of writing choices, I decided to invite contributing authors. I immediately thought of people who've been in my life for over 30 years, people who personify living life to the fullest, who had some glimmer of wisdom to share with others that could lead them to enjoying their life to the fullest. You see, we're all in this together. This is a self-help nonfiction book. Fasten your seatbelts. Be ready for takeoff. Yeah! You're about to soar with the eagle, soaring to heights of grandeur. Through the years I chose to live. It's never too late. From humble beginnings to success, living my life in paradise, a journey in awareness, my life's work, how the son of a migrant farm worker reached the American dream. From behind the Berlin Wall to freedom, divine intervention, my journey of choices. Oh, the will to be happy. Steel Mill Mama. Did I pique your interest? I promise you, with this book, help and hope is just a page away. And you won't be able to put the book down. To you, to life, to success, it's your choice. My story. Choices is available through Author House. www.authorhouse.com. Backward, turn backward, old time, in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. I was raised by immigrant parents. Ma and Pa were among the many that made their way to America from Europe in the early 1900s. Ma, Pa, and my mother gave me insight into her world as a natural nutritionist. And Pa, my father, instilled in me work ethic second to none. I didn't know we weren't rich. My sisters, brother, and I grew up happy. One thing stands out in my mind as vividly today as it was then. Children were to be seen, not heard. You can't imagine what effect that had on me. I danced to a totally different drummer. I was inquisitive, curious, anxious to sing and dance, to shout to the world, "Look at me, here I am." It took me years to find my voice. It's all in my cover story. I chose not to go into detail about my life here way too long. If you want to know more, log on www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. Do you believe timing is everything? I do. I began writing choices in 2010. While writing, I had that epiphany. Why not open the book to wannabe authors by offering them a chapter in choices? Give them an opportunity to tell their stories, their journey, and reveal in their own words how they survived to become who they are today. The time is ripe for choices. Their stories will amaze you. You'll be immersed in the voice of choice, the voice of challenge, despair, clarity, direction, vision, imagination, perseverance, purpose, and mission. I'm going to share a tad of my story, my choices. I'm asked so many times, Kathy, what are your secrets to staying the course? Who and what fuels your fire in the belly to keep on keeping on? The truth, I haven't a clue. But maybe it's knowing that though many are selected, only a few are chosen, and I know I have been chosen. For your information, I do not have an MD or PhD or any degree. I've been fortunate to experience life firsthand, with all its twists, turns, disappointments, and challenges, with intelligent, visionary, futuristic insights. God did not part the Red Sea for me. Early on, I had health issues brought on by stress and poor choices. I overcame them all. In the early 1970s, I took a financial bath big time thanks to a silver-tongued, charismatic sociopath who believed he was the second coming of... Oh, never mind. It's not worth digging up the past. But wouldn't it be great if he refunded my money with interest? Anyway, after many trials and tribulations, I put my blinders on and looked forward to the future with excitement and anticipation. If I ask people what their greatest freedom is, most don't have a quick answer. I certainly didn't until Bill, our son, at the tender age of 12, called to me to come down and meet him in the kitchen of our suburban home. He wanted to ask me a question. I asked, "Can it wait? I'm busy." He said, "No." When I went into the kitchen there, he sat at the tables, folded, holding a small book. I asked, rather exasperated, "Is this urgent? What's your question?" "Sit down, Mother." I did as he asked. "Mother, what is your greatest freedom?" "What?" I looked in bewilderment. "Huh? What is my greatest freedom? I haven't a clue." He rolled his eyes up to the heavens only as a 12-year-old can and said, "Mother, your greatest freedom is that of choice. Here, read the book." Then he was off and gone. Circa 2012, 42 years later, I remember that day as though it were today. Thank you, Bill. Your choice to share that book with me changed my world. It was the beginning of my journey, discovering my greatest freedom, that of choice. Everything in life, your life right now, has been authored, designed, and created by your choices. Choices result in consequences. Think on this. Let's bring it closer to home. Be honest. Are you happy? Is your life fulfilling? You see, no matter where you are in life, right now, you're there because of your choices. Your choices, your thinking form your life. It's that simple. Your mind, your thoughts create your experiences, your future. My choices designed my future. In retrospect, would I change any of my prior choices? Yes. But I've learned from them. I don't dwell on the past. I've learned from the choices I made that came back to embrace me and choices I made that came back to bite me in the butt. Watering last year's crops serve no purpose. The past is over. let it go. Fini. Circa 2015, January 8th, I wonder if this book is the culmination or the beginning of a new exciting chapter in my life. Honestly, I don't know. Only time will tell. I promise you, choices will rock your world. The pleasure, darlings, is all mine. Log on www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. You could email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And if you want to talk to an extraordinary young man, Bill Watson, his website is www.watsonteamco.com. Email Bill at watsonteamco.com. You do know that the first hour is the rudder of the day. And this gives you a chance to plan your day. Do you live your life according to the gospel of you? Or are you living your life according to the dictates of another person? Choices is available at Author House. And when you read their stories, you know every single story will resonate with you. Sheila, to live or to die, I chose to live. Lights, music, cameras, and now, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the winner of Miss Kentucky Beauty Pageant, 1996-1997, Sheila K. Miss Classic America Pageant, winner of Miss Congeniality, Sheila. When you read her story, you're going to go, how did she survive? But this is what Sheila wants to share with you. I'm telling you my true story. It's not for pity or sadness. It's to tell you we all have choices, no matter what life throws at you. Choose life, laughter, and love. Through all my trials and tribulations, I have the love of my four wonderful children and eight wonderful grandchildren. And she closes her chapter with, I have been blessed. In retrospect, Sheila says to her tormentor, thank you, brutal Betsy. I won. You didn't. And then fulfilling a lifelong dream. What dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? Do you have a dream of writing a book? Do you dream of reaching the American goal, the American dream? Do you want to share your life from humble beginnings to true success? They're all truly successful individuals. You're listening to NATO. The NATO Summit, brought to you by Kathy Watson, Notable Authors Together Optimize. And the book Choices is available at Author House. You won't be able to put the book down until tomorrow at 6:30 to 7:30. I want you to think about what it is that you want to share with the world. Until then... Au revoir.